Have you ever heard anybody say he's right lively or something like that?
Yeah, very energetic or lively for his age.
What about, you know, if a woman's children are staying out later than usual, she might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little uneasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A man's suspense or uneasy.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody who tells you, well, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Uh-huh. What would you call a person who tends to get afraid easily? You call him a scaredy cat.
Yeah, I call him scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Trimming drawers. That's what I call him.
I hadn't heard that.
Trimming drawers.
Yeah.
Well, that would apply to him, you know. He's more or less a girl than he is a man if he's scary, because the majority of women are afraid of the dark. A lot of them are, and afraid to go in dark rooms that they're not familiar with.
Well,
and we call them scaredy cats or trimming drawers.
Yeah. Say if a woman was afraid at one time in the past, but she isn't now, you'd say, well, she isn't afraid now,
she
but she
was at one time, or she used to be.
Yeah. What about, you might say, well, I don't understand, again, that perhaps she wasn't always afraid of the dark, but she is now. You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She didn't.
She wasn't before.
Yeah.
When she's.
Mm-hmm. What would the opposite of used to be?
Once was.
You ever heard people say, didn't used to be?
Yeah, didn't used to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about, you know, somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around on the table and the door's unlocked? You'd say, he sure is mighty.
Had a lot of confidence. Careless.
Mighty careless.
Yeah.
What about if you had an aunt named Lizzie? You might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Queer?
Yeah. So when you would say queer, that means kind of peculiar?
Yeah,
or
peculiar.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. What about somebody who makes up his mind and just nothing in the world can make him change it?
You might stubborn.
Just mighty stubborn.
Yeah.
Well, what about, have you ever heard that called anything else other than stubborn?
Bullheaded. Mule-headed.
Mule-headed.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go
get that mail.
Okay. What about a person that you just can't hardly joke with without him losing his temper, you know? You'd say that he sure is mighty...
High-tempered or hot-headed.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say touchy or something like that?
Yeah, touchy.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Get mad or take it as an insult.
Mm-hmm. Mad, get angry, something
yeah.
like that. What about if somebody's just about to lose his temper, you might tell him, well, just...
Just cool off.
Cool off.
Cool off.
Maybe.
Cool down.
Keep calm. Quiet. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Mm-hmm.
Weary.
Or if you were extremely tired.
Extremely tired.
You were. If you are extremely
I'm
tired,
giving
you
out.
You're all giving out.
I'm giving out.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever heard giving out referred to any other way? Just completely.
Exhausted.
Yeah. Or what about if you, would you say he's all worn out or something?
Worn out,
like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you hear about somebody who's in the hospital? You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
When was he taken?
Uh-huh.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. You might say, well,